So what's next?
Next is something a little bit interesting from the recent beer blogger's history. This is a bottle of Harvestoun Oladu, but it's the 30th anniversary Oladu, a cask strength of 11.3%. Mm-hmm. And it's from the beer bloggers conference, the European Beer Bloggers Conference in Edinburgh in 2013.
Right, yeah. So it's sat around for about four years.
Yeah, so it's sat around for a bit. So it says bottle conditioned and decant carefully.
Okay. Well, we
it
try...
should say walk home carefully as well, I think, given that it's 11%.
Well, we got given these, didn't we, when we were there? Yeah. And I know that we reviewed it fairly soon afterwards.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've hung on to this one for a bit longer. So
just so I thought I'd just see what it was like.
Yeah. Really. Oh, really interesting.
Let's give it a go.
Right, let's have a go, yeah.
So what do we think of Harvestoun's Oladu 30th anniversary?
We got this in 2013.
13.
So that's sat around for 4 years and a few months.
In the bottle.
In the bottle.
And it was on cask before that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Aged on cask, yeah, before that. So there was a little kind of, there was a little hiss when you opened it. There was just a bit there.
Yeah.
And as we poured it out, real nice black, thick colour. Not really any kind of head. There was just a sort of slight trace of a little bit of froth just around the edges. Not very much at all. And I was thinking, is this just going to be a bit like, you know, flat beer? But that wasn't the case. There was a little bit of mouthfeel in there, enough to, you know, make it
remind
still,
you that it's
remind
beer.
You that it's beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smell was really rich and beautiful. Beautiful. Some real nice sort of stewed. Well, you said stewed plums.
Stewed plums. Yeah.
Yeah.
And dark plums and those kind of slightly bitter ones, not the very sweet plums.
Yeah.
There is a lot of sugar in there as well, though. There's a really sweet, kind of sticky.
Yeah, I got a real kind of rich, fruity red wine, vinous smell coming off it.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
But also, like you say, with this, that sweetness, it's sort of like a dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's chocolate as well. It's like a kind of fruit and nut, but really dark chocolate fruit and nut with raisins and all that. It's just got a, and it's a kind of thick texture to it as well. It's like a sticky, almost like a kind of soupy is the wrong word, but it's not like a normal sort of beer liquid. It's more of a kind of thick liquid.
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Yeah.
And obviously the carbonation, the lack or the minimal carbonation helps with that as well.
Yeah.
But real smoothness in the taste, the vinous aspects there, the bit, and then there's a real kind of bitterness. But I kind of thought of it as sort of like bitter chocolate, bitter chocolate in the taste.
Yeah.
And then in the finish, you almost got quite a, like a boozy warmth.
Yeah.
There's a real kind of warming, boozy bit and
you
very
can
fruity.
Certainly taste the booze on it. And but not in a kind of bitey way. It's really smooth and really balanced. And the fruit comes out. And it's, as I say, that chocolatey flavour. It's superb.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
For sitting around in a bottle for 4 years after it's already aged and stuff.
Yeah.
It's done very well.
Yeah.
And yeah, really nice, actually.
It's been under our stairs.
Right.
And I've opened the boards up so you get a nice draft from below. So
excellent.
It just keeps it a nice
self-made cellar
temperature.
Yeah, really good, really good. It's a little bit belated, but thank you very much to Harvestoun who handed this over
4 years ago.
The Beer Bloggers Conference 2013 in Edinburgh. Really good.